With this announcement, we will be investing to create Canada's first comprehensive electric vehicle supply chain from start to finish.
This deal is another example of our two governments working together to rebuild our economy, to create better jobs with bigger paychecks.
More in the morning continues on News Talk 1010, Toronto.
Premier Doug Ford and Prime Minister Justin Trudeau yesterday taking part in the announcement of the new Honda plant to build EVs. And I realize there's been more than a hiccup in the market for EVs in the last year. As a matter of fact, I'm looking at a story in front of me right now about how Ford has been taking a loss on every single electric vehicle it sells. But I think a lot of people are kind of fooled into the idea that EVs are sort of a toy, or they're like what vaping is to cigarette smoking. You know, they're an unfortunate alternative, but they're not really a good replacement. And as a matter of fact, I can testify, EVs are amazing. They are the future. We may not get there in this sort of absolutist legislative agenda by 2035, but electric cars are very much the future, just as cars were a replacement for the horse and carriage, and gas-powered cars were a replacement for steam-powered cars, which were de rigueur in the early era. So, here to talk about this is an old friend of the show. Vic Fedeli is the Minister of Economic Development, Job Creation and Trade. Vic, nice to have you.
John, to put a smile on my face this morning just to hear you. It was great to talk to you again here.
Okay, so, I mean, how big a deal is this? It just seems that one after the other, we're announcing plants not only for electric cars, but also for batteries, which also means that we're going to be mining the stuff for those batteries. So, you know, the knock-on effect is pretty substantial.
Yeah, John, this is really meaningful for workers in Ontario and for families, for our economy. I mean, think of where we were only a few years ago. We had Reuters announce there's going to be $300 billion invested in EV technology and zero was coming to Canada. And Premier Ford, myself, our team, we wrote Driving Prosperity. And it was our plan to, it was a business decision. We want to be in this business because we have 100,000 auto workers who weren't going to have vehicles to make anymore. Once the combustion engine vehicles they're making today are done, there were no more products lined up. So we needed to get in this business, and man, did we ever get into it.
Okay, so how much time have you spent on the file? I mean, are you flying around the world and sitting in boardrooms in other countries and trying to tell people why they should be doing business in Ontario?
Yeah, exactly. When I sit in the legislature beside Premier Ford, he looks at me and he says, "Buddy, not making any sales sitting beside me. Get out there." And I did 15 countries last year, and you know, lo and behold, after 3 years, we hit $28 billion worth of investments, unprecedented. And now we wake up this morning, $43 billion in deals. That's more than any U.S. state has made in the auto sector. This is we are record breakers here.
Okay, but then we get to the part where Jerry Agar is going to arrive at 10:05 this morning, and he's going to grieve this whole process. And I agree with him on some aspects of that. Why do we have to pay profit-making companies to make a profit?
Yeah, this is a really transformational industry, and we've got 100,000 jobs on the line. They can go anywhere. They can go literally anywhere in the world. But imagine they're going to come to North America because it's such a large auto market. If we wanted any of that business, we need to get in. And I think we're in at a reasonable amount, especially this Honda deal. This is what I would really categorize it as reasonable, considering we're going to be creating thousands of jobs. And this plant could go, it literally could go anywhere in North America. We're paying a fraction of what the U.S. Would be paying these places, but they came here because we've got everything, the talent, and I really mean to put a fine point on that. This is, Honda knows the kind of cars that their 4,200 men and women are making up there. We've got the critical minerals. We have green energy. If you look at Kentucky, 6% clean energy, Indiana, 7%, Alabama and these others that you're assembling cars, 18% clean energy. Ontario, you can make a battery with 100% clean energy. All the critical minerals. We have everything in Ontario that's needed to make an electric vehicle. That's why they're here. They're not here for the for the smaller amount of money they could get in the U.S.
And also the canoeing. But Vic Fedeli, can you assure people listening right now that the math actually works, that the amount of money we're giving to these companies will come back and more?
Yeah, I actually can. We have our return on investment. We do these calculations, as you say, as we're in these boardrooms around the world. We do these calculations. This is a very good deal. First of all, it's a good deal for Honda because they are now going to be in a place that they're familiar with. They already have an auto plant here, so they're going to be building a second auto plant right beside the one they have now, and across the street, a battery plant. And then elsewhere in Ontario, which we'll be announcing in the coming weeks, there'll be a separator plant, and that's a piece of foil, basically, plastic foil that goes in between chemicals, and a cathode plant. These are multi-billion dollar plants with a significant amount of employees. Those are joint ventures with Honda. If it was a normal day, we would have announced it all yesterday, but we want to go to those two other communities in Ontario and celebrate their wins. So we're in for $2.5 billion from the province of Ontario for direct and indirect support for the company. The federal government is in for $2.5 billion of tax credits. So they'll get that as the years go on and they begin to have profits. $15 billion, right? And it's thousands. It's not just the 1,000 jobs that was announced yesterday in that $15 billion. It's the thousands that will be created in the other two cities. So it really confuses people that it's, you know, $5 billion and 1,000 jobs. No, it's these are direct jobs that will be created by Honda in two other cities. They just couldn't announce them yet.
One last question for you. As we move toward more and more electric cars, are we moving toward having a charging infrastructure and the ability to support the grid in order for people to move to them?
Yeah, you could, without any question, we have all of the electricity to support a grid today. And we're building more. We're building more nuclear. We're building a small modular nuclear reactor. We're spending $91 million on charging stations right now. So is OPG. So is Hydro One. But we expect the private sector to get involved in building charging stations as well. So we think that all of the right pieces are falling into line. You know, we hear a lot of talk, and there's some naysayers. But John, last year alone, global spending on EV was up 31%. It's gone up every single year. Yes, there's up and downs within the year, but the trajectory is upward. In 6 years, nearly 50 million EVs will be sold. Only 3 years ago, it was 2.5 million EVs. So it's on its way up, and we chose to be in that business to save those auto workers in Ontario. And by the way, add another 25 or 30,000 while we're at it.
Thanks for this. Good to have you.
Good to talk. I hope to see you again soon, John.
Yes, sir. Vic Fedeli, Minister of Economic Development, Job Creation and Trade. And worth remembering, it wasn't that long ago that we dug a trench and we were getting ready to bury the auto industry in Ontario. And we were playing the funeral march. Still remember when that one plant closed in Oshawa. And, you know, a lot of people are saying, well, it used to be this many tens of thousands of people, and now we're down to this. And it was actually a fairly small plant closure, to be perfectly honest. Now, since we've decided to double down, and part of that started during the Wynne administration, on EV building and battery building and everything that supplies those batteries, the industry's definitely coming back. And I'll always bang the drum about the fact that these are solid union jobs. And I know I said that the other day, and somebody said, well, my son works at, I think it was Toyota, that's not union. Doesn't matter. They pattern match. The non-union factories pay whatever the unions squeeze out of the manufacturers. These are good jobs, reliable jobs, family-supporting jobs. And so, you know, I'm excited about it. We'll see what Jerry has to say about the subsidies, because they are somewhat galling when you have to pay a company. It'd be like if we had to give Loblaws money to supply groceries.